Hey, good morning. How are you? Yeah, I'm okay. Just the two of us today, huh? I guess we drew the short straws. What do you mean? It's just the two of us in today. Did you not read the email last week? Did your manager not tell you what was going on? How do you not know? No, most people are still working from home. They've only got two people per day coming into the office. They're rotating it around. You and I drew the short straws today. Surely this was properly explained to you. Why do you think no one else is here? Oh my god, dude, you gotta start reading your emails more clearly. Oh my god. Yeah, it's true. The place is empty. Look around. It's just us. And it will be. All day. Yeah, sure. Well, how was your weekend? Right. That sounds kind of boring. Was it boring? No? Oh, okay. I was out all weekend, including last night, actually. I was a little too late getting home from the pub. Yeah, I'm feeling a bit rough this morning. It's alright, yeah. It'll be fine. What do you mean? What's wrong with you? You're sore. From the gym. You went to the gym before work this morning. Really? You? Do you do that all the time? Huh. Well, if your shoulders are sore, maybe you want me to give you a massage. How about this? Hey, it's all right. Calm down. Don't worry. I can help. I know how to give a good massage. Here, I'll get into the shoulders like this. Alright, okay. I don't have to. If you really don't want me to. Oh, so what if it's inappropriate? Come on, no one else is here. Come on, just let me give you a massage. Alright, okay. Fine, I'll leave it. Okay. Just trying to help. Alright. Hey, what? Where are you going? You're starting work? You're kidding me? I mean, Monday morning, the first thing I do is make a coffee and I just stand around and talk shit for an hour. Seriously, like, no one cares here. The managers don't care. You work way too hard for this place. You know they don't give a fuck how hard you work. Dude, I pretty much do the bare minimum. I coast by, I have a good time, and I'm pretty sure I get paid the same as you. Alright, well, I guess I'll just have to follow you to your desk then, won't I? What's that look on your face? You're gonna hurt my feelings if I say something like that and then you have a look like that on your face. Well, I'll just have to sit here on your desk then, won't I? Oh, come on, let's move this keyboard out of the way so I can sit right in front of you. Oh, come on, don't be boring. You're not going to get any work done anyway with me sitting on your desk in front of your monitor like this. Oh, God. What, you're going to tell HR? Yeah, sure. Good luck with that. I'm friends with everyone in HR, and they're not going to care. Come on, why are you being such hard work? It's just us in the office. We can have a good time. You know, sometimes it's hard to concentrate with you in the office. Yeah, what do you mean? Like, it's because you're good looking. I sit back there and you're right in my eye line as well. It can be hard to concentrate and get work done with those pretty eyes across from me. Yeah, you've got pretty eyes. Are you not used to getting compliments like this from men? You do like men, don't you? I mean, everyone in the office thinks that you like guys. I think you like guys. This is actually making my hangover feel much better. So, who do you think the hottest person in the office is? I'm just curious. Come on. I'm not going to stop hassling you. I need to have a good time before I start work. I need a slow start to the day, okay? I can't just jump straight into my work like some people, like you, like the nerds in the office. So who do you think the hottest person in the office is? Come on. Oh, you don't want to answer me? Oh, fucking hell. Who do you think I find the hottest person in the office? Come on, who do you think my hottest person in the office is? It's not who you'd expect. It's definitely not who you'd expect. I have an idea of your type. Did you know that I used to work in IT before I came here? And I know this company doesn't have, like, a proper IT department. But that just makes it a little bit easier for me to get into the company's systems. And, for instance, figure out where the traffic on people's work laptops is really going. Some people are silly enough to use their work laptops to look up all kinds of things that they shouldn't be looking at. And I know that the IT, if you could call it that, at this company is something of a joke and nothing's ever really being monitored officially. But I think that's why it's all the more important to have people like me working here. People who keep on top of it. Wouldn't you say? And well, you know, last week when I figured out that you and I were going to be working together today, just the two of us in the office, I decided to take it on myself to, just make sure that company policy about what we look at on our computers is being taken seriously. Your browsing history on your work laptop at home is, quite interesting. I don't think management would be too impressed if they found out what you've been looking at. Although for me personally, I would say it does give me a very clear idea of your interests. I mean, everyone here at work knows that you're into guys. But, well, let's just say that I know you're into guys. And I know your type. So maybe we can come to an understanding. Because I definitely wouldn't want to see you land in trouble. Because I care about you. I care about you so much that I'd really love a hug from you right now. I said, I care about you so much that I would really love a hug from you right now. A hug from someone I care about would really mean a lot to me. Oh my God, the expression on your face. Are you nervous? Do you feel nervous while I sit here in front of you on your desk? Right in front of you with my legs spread wide. Don't go anywhere. You're not going anywhere. I asked you to give me a hug. I'm feeling hungover, and I could really use it. Come on. I see that look on your face. I don't think you'll mind giving me a hug. After all, you have a habit of looking at pictures of men who look a lot like me, don't you? So come and get those arms around me. Nice and tight. I'll stay here on the desk with my legs spread wide so you can get between them and put your arms around me. How about that? That's it. Oh, good boy. Get those arms around me. Oh, that's it. Oh, nice and tight. That's right. Oh. It's good to start the workday with a bit of intimacy, isn't it? Yeah, I'll put my arms around you as well. Oh, I can't tell if you're enjoying this or not, but I think you probably are. It's okay, you can let go. No, the whole thing was a joke. It's just a joke. I'm just fucking around with you. So, are you going on vacation anywhere this summer? No. That's a shame. You're not got anyone to go with. Oh, I see. Me? Well, yeah, I've got some vacation plans. I mean, I like to get away, you know. But, you know, that's like in the future. What about this weekend? Have you got any plans yet? Nothing. Again, another weekend where you're not up to much. Huh. I was thinking about getting myself a sex doll for this weekend. Yeah, I was thinking about ordering a male sex doll. It's Monday now, and if I wanted to, I could have it delivered by the weekend. I could spend the whole weekend having sex with it. Do you think I could find one that looks like you? I bet I could. I bet I could even name it after you. Just imagine that. Imagine me fucking a sex doll that looks like you while I say your name. Wouldn't that be hilarious? I could even invite some of the guys from sales over to join in. It'd be just like you're getting gangbanged. How funny would it be if we printed out a picture of your face and stuck it on there? Just imagine that, a sex doll with your face stuck on it, and my cock sliding in and out of its holes, all lubed up and just fucking you. Maybe I could send it to that work laptop of yours so that you can see. I know how much you love looking at inappropriate things on there. I'm sorry. Look, I was getting carried away again. Actually, this weekend, okay, yeah, I was going to go visit a friend who's got a place by the beach just a little bit north of here. It's a great place. Have you been to the northern beaches much? Do you get up there a lot? Oh, so you know. Yeah, it's great. And his place is like literally on the water. It's amazing. I'm actually pretty jealous. Here, let me check my phone. Like, I can show you some photos of what it's like. I've got some pictures from the last time I was there. See, here, check it out. Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? It's kind of an old place, but it's got like a really nice charm to it. And, oh God, look at that. Oh, I'm sorry. What are these photos doing on there? Oh God, I meant to delete them. Oh, look at that though. That's huge, isn't it? That is like an absolutely massive hard cock. Can you guess whose it is? Go on, guess. Look, here's another photo. Clearer. This one's a little bit clearer. Whose big hard dick do you think that is? God, a guy with a cock like that would really have to have some confidence on him, wouldn't he? Real big dick energy. Oh, look, here's another one. Here, look at that. Look at it. I fucking said look at it. There you go. Oh. Hey, look at me. Look at me. I'm gonna show you these photos, and you're gonna look. Do you understand? Good. Now look at the fucking phone. Check it out. I want you to have a good, long, hard look at that cock. You look so nervous. You have no idea what to do, do you? Have you figured out who it belongs to yet? I bet a dick that big must look absolutely great when it's in action. When it's pumping in and out of someone. When it's got a really horny guy sucking on it. Come on, why are you so shy? A hot piece of ass like you? I'm not convinced that you're a prude. Not deep down. I think a boy like you enjoys staring at a big, hard fucking cock. Isn't that right? In fact, I know you do. Because I've seen the kind of things that you like to look at online. And big dicks like this are definitely on there, aren't they? Aren't they? You enjoy looking at big hard dicks, don't you? Look at me and say it. Confess to me that you like looking at big hard cocks. That's right. I know the truth about you. I know all about you and all the things that you're into. How does that make you feel? to be exposed like this. Sure, maybe not every guy in the office would want to have sex with you. But after, you know, having you sit across from me so long with those pretty eyes of yours, and after seeing it, the kind of kinky shit that you like looking at online, I've got to say, I would definitely fuck you. In fact, sometimes in the middle of the workday, I look over at you and I think about it. I wonder, what would he be like to fuck? And what hole exactly would I want to come inside? Of course, there's zero chance that I would ever use a condom with you. Of course, I normally do. But with you? No way. The thought of pounding you from behind with my cock deep in that ass. That beautiful ass slamming against me. It's just too fucking good. Absolutely no condoms with you. Look up and look at me. Your shyness is quite endearing. Your nervousness is very cute. You know, I've always thought it's kind of cool how there's no cameras in this office. I guess it's one of the benefits of working for such a cheapskate company. We can do whatever the fuck we want most of the time, and they're not going to invest in things like a real HR department, or a real IT department, or even cameras for the office. Makes it easy to get away with a lot around here, don't you think? Well, sorry. A goody-two-shoes like you would never try to get away with much. I find it personally very useful, though. The funny thing is, you know, with all this info I have about you and your inappropriate browsing habits, if you were to turn down sex with me, this information could easily find its way to management. And with no cameras in the office here, anything that happens would be your word against mine. And we both know who the popular one is. Your word against mine. And yet these files I have on you, that's hard evidence. It's undeniable. The kind of thing that could lead to instant dismissal. Oh, beautiful boy. You look like you might start to cry. Here, how about we take your mind off things? Have you figured out whose dick it is in these photos? Why don't I give you a hint? Look at this. Hey, look at it. Look at it. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. You're not going fucking anywhere. Your eyes look like they might pop out of your head. Is this a big enough hint that I'm giving you? Oh, God. Look at that. Every inch as hard as it is in those photos. That's caught your attention, hasn't it? Hey, my eyes are up here. I don't appreciate being objectified like that. If you're going to look at me like that at work, I might have to let HR know. Sorry, I'm just fucking with you. Yeah, it's a pretty big fucking dick, isn't it? Yeah, now you're staring, aren't you? Oh Lord, that look on your face. You look overwhelmed. I think you'd better give me another hug. Come here, in close. That's it. Oh, that's it. So I can get my legs around you. Get those arms around my waist and cuddle in tight. Oh, that's it. There you go. Oh, I love cuddling you while you're down there. Oh, while I'm pressed right up close against your face like that. while my cock is pressed into your cheek, right against your face. So I can hold your head against me like this. So I can stroke your hair. Oh, it's okay, beautiful boy, it's okay. I just need you to do as you're told, and it will all be okay, won't it? I've got you. I've got you. You're okay. You're okay with me, beautiful boy. Cuddle into this big fucking hard cock. Right against your face. That's it. Oh, God. And I can't stop myself from grinding just a little. I hope you don't mind. Feeling it rub up and down your face like this. That's it. Even if I have to hold your head in place, like that, while I rub it up and down, you're not going anywhere, baby. I've seen the guys you're into, and I've seen the cocks you're into, and we both know you're enjoying this. Up and down your pretty face. Oh, this is definitely gonna cure my hangover, baby. Nothing you can do about it, is there? You're helpless. While we work together like this, just the two of us. Up and down your face. Oh, that's right. That's right, baby. Cuddle in tight. Cuddle in close. While I thrust it up and down your face. Oh, yeah. Good boy, baby. Good boy. I was so excited when I saw it was just going to be the two of us today. I've been planning this all weekend. Oh, God. Fuck. That's it, baby. Why don't you give it a kiss? You fucking heard me. I said kiss me on my fucking cock. Kiss my big, erect cock. That's it. Be a good boy for me. Oh, yeah. Oh, use a little tongue. I want to feel a little tongue in my cock, baby. Oh, that's right. Oh, God. Yeah, that's right. And your hands as well. Yeah. Oh, God. Fuck. Work that fucking cock. If you don't work that cock, and if you don't make me come all the way inside your mouth, then everyone is gonna fucking find out about you. All of management is gonna find out what you've been looking at. And everyone in the office is gonna find out what a gay boy cocksucker wannabe you are. Wouldn't that be embarrassing for you? Oh, yeah, fuck. Oh, yeah, work it. Oh, while I lie back like this, lean back on your desk and force you to fucking work my cock. Oh, God. Oh, God. Fuck. Yeah, up and down. Up and down. That's it. That's it. Oh, God, you're so fucking gorgeous. Oh, that look on your face. You're getting carried away, aren't you? God, put your mouth on it and suck. Put your mouth on it and suck until I come, okay? It's gonna help me get over my hangover. And I promise I'll let you get back to work once you've done a good job sucking it. Oh, that's it. Fuck. Yeah, that's right. Fucking suck it. Suck it. Oh, God, that's it. Good boy, baby. Good boy. I wouldn't want you to get in any trouble, so you better fucking suck until I come. That's right. Oh, God. Oh, God. Have you ever had a man come inside your mouth before? You're gonna enjoy this. I think we're both gonna enjoy it. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep going. Fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Work that fucking cock. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Don't let any drip out. Suck and lick every fucking drop of it. Not a single fucking drop is to get on my clothes, do you understand? That's right. Lick the shaft clean. That's it. Use your hands. Scoop it all up. and get it all in your mouth. Mmm, fuck. Oh my god, that felt so fucking good. Oh, look at you. You've got a little cum dripping down the side of your mouth. Mmm, here, let me get it for you. Kiss me. Kiss me on the lips, loser. That's it. Oh, my cum tastes so good in your mouth. Oh, look at you. You're so beautiful. Oh, I feel so much better after that. Thank you. Whew. Well, I think you've proven that you're very good at doing what you're told. So, I'm going to get back here and let you get to work. And I should probably start getting some work done as well. But I think I might have to come back later for a little kiss again. How does that make you feel? Well, we'll have the whole day working together for me to come over and get kisses from you, whether you want it or not. But, sir, I'll be back a little bit later to make sure I get my share of kisses and cuddles today.